Good morning. This is the Sacramento Brief, your weekday roundup of overnight headlines and what's ahead across the city. I'm Carol. It's Monday, October 27th, 2025. Let's get you caught up. In news, a tense situation in South Sacramento ended peacefully Saturday evening after an armed man barricaded himself inside a home at 8300 block of Daylight Court. Deputies say the suspect had threatened to shoot family members, but they managed to escape safely. Central Patrol units surrounded the home and worked for hours to de-escalate the standoff. The man ultimately surrendered without further incident. Authorities are continuing to investigate. Also in South Sacramento, police are investigating a deadly hit-and-run near Florin Road and 24th Street early Saturday morning. Officers say a pedestrian was struck by two vehicles that fled the scene. The victim unfortunately died at the scene despite life-saving efforts. Detectives are asking for the public's help with any information regarding this accident. In Antelope, a 40-year-old man was arrested early yesterday morning following a six-hour standoff. Deputies say he threatened his family before fleeing. Canine Dax apprehended him in a neighbor's yard. The man is now in jail on $100,000 bail and is set for court tomorrow. Sacramento police have also made an arrest of 18-year-old Davian Saida in connection with last week's deadly shooting in the 2400 block of Meadowview Road. Officers responded to the scene just before 9:30 p.m. on October 16th, where a man was found shot and later pronounced dead. Saida was taken into custody and booked on homicide-related charges and is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. In City Watch, for the first time, leaders from Sacramento County and City of Sacramento and nearby cities will have a joint meeting addressing homelessness. That will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Cyclopolis Library Gallery. The countywide collaboration led by Supervisor Phil Cerna, Mayor Kevin McCarty, and Vice Chair Rosario Rodriguez aims to create a unified approach to homelessness and behavioral health services. Each city will share updates followed by a public input and vision session to define shared goals. The meeting is open to the public and will stream live on Metro 14. And today we'll have a high of 72 in weather and it will be sunny. That rain's going to go away for the week. And getting around town, SACRT riders, heads up, Blue Line service will be temporarily disrupted for major construction at New Dos Rios Station. That starts this Saturday and runs through the 15th of November. Shuttle buses will replace the trains between Marconi Arcade and Cathedral Square. Regular service will resume on November 16th. So plan ahead and allow for extra time. Also, as a reminder, Caltrans warns drivers of the overnight and weekend closures for westbound Highway 50 stretching from I-5 connector in Sacramento to Jefferson Boulevard in West Sacramento. For now, this will be overnight only, but heads up, later in the week, there will be a full 55-hour closure, and I'll bring you more information on that. In events, head to Palladio in Folsom tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. for a festive trick-or-treat event. Come in costume and collect candy from participating retailers while DJ Buzzard keeps the piazza rocking with music and games. Admission is free and it's fun for all ages. That's tonight at the Palladio Mall, 410 Palladio Parkway in Folsom. Elk Grove Community Concert Band invites families to a special children's concert tonight, 7 p.m. at Joseph Kerr Middle School. This year's theme, Light and Darkness, set the tone for an enchanting night of music. Kids are encouraged to come in costume and enjoy a magical evening performed by local musicians and students. Admission is free and donations are welcome. Again, that's tonight at Joseph Kerr Middle School, 8865 Elk Grove Boulevard. That's all for today's Sacramento Brief. You'll find the links to today's events in the show notes. I'm Carol. Thank you for trusting me with your morning. Be safe, stay sharp, and I'll see you tomorrow.